Hank Mobley with a slice of the top. He's on tenor sax. James Spalding is on alto sax. Lee Morgan is on trumpet. Keane Zawadi on euphonium. I can't read my writing. We have Hyvlin Johnson on tuba, McCoy Tyner on piano, Bob Crenshaw on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. This was recorded in 1966 as the title track for Mobley's album released that year. This is Lead Stories. I'm Beatrice Lead. Little by little, my tongue will come untied, and you will actually be able to understand what I'm saying. But it will take about a minute or two. All eyes today are on California, where there is a direct challenge to Governor Gavin Newsom. Although the scuttlebutt is that he would survive, but we don't know. This is politics. You never know what will happen. The effort was to recall him, to kick him out of office, but there's a new wave of thought that he might survive the challenge. It looks good for him, but don't put too much stake in that, because, as I said, it's politics. You never know. But whether he wins or loses this re-election or recall challenge, he can't escape the fact that he has been served notice. He has been served notice. And all around the country, there is a great concern about this race, because supposedly he had so much going for him. You know, he's got that handsome face, handsome look. He's a young enough man with a great deal of energy, and people were thinking that it would be a breeze. He had all the qualities of a candidate: sexy, young enough, smart, etc., etc. But just the same, he had to face a challenge. There were sizable chunks of his state disappointed in him and disappointed in his administration, and they decided they'll take him on. So this was and is still ongoing, a re-election challenge. So we'll see by the end of the night whether he's staying or whether he got to go. But what is interesting about this race is whether people are paying attention. The Democrats had an idea that, well, it's California, liberal California. What could go wrong? Liberal Democratic California. So he was a shoo-in. That was the assumption. But no, it turned out that it was not an automatic assumption. Folks mounted a very credible response, especially in the person of an African-American candidate, Larry Elder. And he was, you might know him, he was a talk show host on radio. He was a disruptor in so many ways. He bucked the typical definition. He's black, therefore he should be Democratic. And he was as conservative, still is, as conservative as they come. So nobody expected his candidacy to raise any dust, to go anywhere, but apparently it did raise dust, and apparently it did go somewhere. What accounts for that, we don't know, but it is safe to say that the Democrats really, really teed people off in California. Just the same. What do you think, whether Gavin Newsom wins or doesn't win, what is symbolic? What is very important? What is the lesson here in this contest? Could you think of a couple of things that this election would come to symbolize? 888-874-4888. Is Newsom going to go, or is he going to stay? Would the people allow that one way or the other? We'll know by the end of the night. But this is a very significant challenge, and for many reasons. How many reasons could you think of? 888-874-4888. Let's hear what you have to say. In a way, I'm very happy about this because it seemed as if it was an unpredictable reaction. And coming out of nowhere is this black guy who is very, very conservative, and he's not shying away from that. He likes the idea that people should know him as a conservative. He has nothing for the Democrats. And this makes it a very interesting race. What are you thinking, Ed from Queens? You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Utrecht?
Okay, how are you? And
you
yourself?
Me in the phone. still hanging.
Good.
With respect to California, I mean, to be quite honest with you, I've got some family out in California, and the Democrats have failed. You've got under every other bridge, there are people living. There are people working and can't afford to have a home. And the people in California is largely Democratic, and the people are upset with the wildfires, with the way the government has responded, the local government. And this is an example of what I always say, all politics is local. The people are upset. They're tired. And they've done this before with Arnold Schwarzenegger, and they might do it again with this guy, even though I don't agree with him. But when your present government, primarily Democratic, for want of a better word, isn't providing with your local common life support needs, you look for an alternative. And desperate people do desperate things.
Did it surprise you that he gained so much traction as a black man in a state that is not known to be regularly electing blacks to office?
No, not so much. I mean, I happen to know a little bit of what's been happening in California. And like I said, there's a large homeless population. There are people working and can't afford to maintain a domicile over themselves because of the choice of whether eating or paying rent. They're under every other bridge. Some of my cousins told me that there are thriving communities, tent communities going on under bridges and overpasses and the wildfires. I mean, people are not happy with what the Democratic Party is doing in California, which is primarily a Democratic state. And they're looking for alternatives. And if someone, just like Trump got in, these nuts can pop up and get in if they say the right thing and hit the right chord.
Will this serve as a warning to the Democratic Party?
It should, but
whether the opponent wins or loses, does it serve as a warning, you think?
It should, but I don't think it is being taken to task. the Democrats are a party of gestures. I mean, you got AOC going to a $3,000 banquet wearing a $2,000 designer dress with Tax the Rich written on the back. I mean, people are getting fed up with all this gestural politics. They want results. They want to see, you know, that we want to see results. And we're not. We're getting the cult of personality and Twitter politics by Twitter, politics by Facebook. It's garbage. And the Californians, people are getting tired of it. One of the things they want to see results from the people that we elect to govern this country and to allocate the funds to the common people. And what the cadre that we have now is not doing.
Sorry. Are you seeing any parallels politically between California and where you are?
Well, I mean, in New York, we're starting to see some of it. New York is far more liberal than California in a certain extent. And the crises that are happening there are similar to New York, but not as drawn out as of yet.
Be an interesting victory tonight to celebrate in California?
I mean, either way, I'm not all that concerned with it. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Gavin Newsom had to take a walk. Like I said, it happened with Arnold Schwarzenegger. He got in there on a recount or reelection, I believe. So, I mean, it's just, you know, the Democratic Party will need to take heed, because if they lose California, they're losing a big chunk of their party's influence and a big state. So
that's right. Need to take absolutely. Heed. Well, you got us started today, and you got us started quite well. Thank you. 888-874-4888, as all eyes are on California and this effort to unseat Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, to get him out. And he thinks he's got a good chance of winning. But the question isn't just whether he wins or somebody else wins. The question is, are the parties paying attention? Is the political apparatus paying attention to the reaction, the visceral reaction people have to what we come to know today as politics? It's kind of sad. It's really kind of sad. But many people are saying Larry Elder has a bunch of good points. He is a conservative, but he's not a blisteringly crazy conservative. If anything, if he wins, we could live with him, which is a very interesting position to take. What do you think? And where you are, what do you think of a reorganizing of the political reality where you are, where somebody, you know, from the tried and true Democratic Party, and people say that with a sense of reverence, because the Democratic Party has been so consistently successful at winning. But now we see that people are looking outside of this dynamic of the Republicans and the Democrats and looking instead at what is being offered. What is your approach to politics? What would improve? What are the issues you're going to tackle? How will you tackle them? What will be the end result? That is how people are moving, I think. And they're getting away from this dichotomy that has ruled life in the United States. You're either a Democrat or you're a Republican or you're, you know, you're one of a third party, but you're respectable. But now people are willing to cut the cord and instead let the issues lead them into political decisions. 888-874-4888, a little bit longer with this, and then we move on. But if you have something to say, it's a good time to consider calling. 888-874-4888. All eyes will be on California again tonight when the results start coming in, and people are going to hope and pray for this candidate or that, but we will see. There's no absolute prediction, although Newsom thinks that it's going to go his way. Henry from Chicago, you're on the air. How you doing?
All right, all right. How you doing, Yatrice?
I'm hanging. I'm hanging in.
All right. Just like we all are.
Yes.
You know, I'm not very familiar with California politics, so all I can do is kind of give like an analysis through what I understand, say through Illinois politics. So and also to my brother, he lived in California for a couple of years, so you know, he gave me a little sprinkle of what California politics is really like. But you look at it geographically, because I know you and many others have talked about how California is very, you know, it's democratic. But in a sense, if you look at the geographic, you look at the geographical voting patterns of California, you know, because California is, I think, is it the largest state or the second largest state in the union? I know populace-wise, they're the largest state. But you look at the geography of California, and it's almost like Illinois. So Illinois is a blue state, but that's only because of Cook County, where Chicago resides in. And this is where much of the electoral power resides. So California, when you look at California, their political power resides in the Los Angeles area, San Francisco area, when it comes to the Democratic Party, in very populous cities as well, Los Angeles being the second largest city in the country. But the rest of California is relatively red or conservative or Republican. So for me, when I look at, say, now Illinois, we've had a couple of Republican governors. When we're talking about, you know, the governor before J.B. Pritzker, who is the current governor, we had Bruce Rauner, who was elected. But in examining that type of election, a lot of people kind of sat at home because they didn't like what the Democratic governor was, you know, offering up in regards to, you know, running the state. So the advantage went to basically Bruce Rauner. And I feel like in this particular election in California, I see a lot of Democrats kind of souring on Newsom, and I think they're going to just lay him out to dry.
Oh, wow. You think so?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're going to, and not to say that they want Larry Elder to be their governor. I don't think any sensible person outside of crazy conservatives would want Larry Elder to be the governor. They just are doing this because they're dissatisfied with Gavin Newsom. I think the previous caller, you know, said it best about, you know, the homeless population has increased under Gavin Newsom's regime. So, you know, they're like, you know, get them out of there. I don't care who becomes the governor.
Well, that's surprising in a sense, because at times like this, when it comes to elections, and people may have all kinds of differences, but they tend to come back home and say, well, after all, I'm a Democrat, I'll vote Democrat and be done with it. They may not be happy about that choice, but you know, they're emotionally tied. But this doesn't seem to be working that way. This seems to be people fed up with the lack of progress they are feeling in their own lives and in their communities, a lack of progress because they've been ignored. They've been marginalized. And I think it has created a groundswell of anger at the party. And what also irritates people is the assumption in many traditionally or heavily Democratic states, and Chicago is one, and California is another. But they really can't break with the party. Although we're seeing inklings, I don't know if you're seeing it in Chicago, that people are really struggling with this business of making a break. They want to get away from this party. They've had it now. And they don't see themselves or their communities progressing. They have a problem with that.
Yeah, exactly. And because there's no viable alternative. You know, nobody wants to go to the Republican Party, you know, but at the same time, you cannot ignore the dissatisfaction of, you know, of what people here in the Chicago area have seen with the Cook County Democrats. And like I said, I'm not versed in California politics, but if it's anything similar to what Illinois has gone through in these past election cycles, and you know, I referenced Bruce Rauner winning the governorship as a Republican 5 years ago or 6 years ago. You know, he beat out Pat Quinn, who was the previous governor, but a lot of people here was dissatisfied with what Pat Quinn had did for the state, you know, in his 4 years as the governor. So basically, people just sat out that election.
Well, what are you thinking? What's your bet for tonight in terms of the result?
I think the recall is going to succeed.
Really?
I think the recall is going to succeed.
Wow. You think people are that angry?
I think so. I think the recall is going to succeed because, you know, when you look at Newsom's track record, I mean, obviously it shouldn't even gotten to this point. But and I know, like, you know, somebody was telling me that recall efforts in California is so easy. I mean, you know, you just get a couple of thousand signatures and you can recall somebody, which is kind of weak. But at the same time, I think this is kind of different, you know, because there's been a lot of news that I hear from the California side politics. And most of what I hear from Gavin Newsom is majority negative.
Wow. Well, let's see how it works out tonight. And we'll see whether you are going to have some new neighbors coming into Chicago from California pretty soon. Thanks for your call.
All right.
I wanted to ask this question about flying solo. What do I mean by that? I mean, are people at the point, we've gotten that suggestion or that observation so far, of cutting political ties that used to bind them to their respective parties? Are they flying solo now? Or willing cut ties, period, with the party and do something else, including not affiliating with any party because they're fed up? It seems that more and more people are looking at politics as a cesspool. It's not bringing anything new. It is not inspiring people. It is not encouraging people to increase their participation in this particular area of life. It seems that it's getting people angry, actually. People are getting very angry. And they are losing trust and respect for the political process as a whole, but also for political parties. Am I reading this wrong, or do you think that you're seeing glimpses of this yourself, or even experiencing some of this yourself, that the political process is corrupted and you don't want to be part of that. You want to run away from that. You want something new that you can believe in. And it is it possible that that is what is happening or beginning to happen, and people will build on that sentiment and come up with something? What that is, I don't know. But I'm interested in your thoughts about this burgeoning feeling of alienation from the political process, and also looking for leadership, a different kind of leadership in a different way. Do you sense that, or are you yourself experiencing that? 888-874-4888. There are all kinds of indications, and we will see a bunch of them manifesting themselves over time in the near future, I think, because a lot has happened to cause people to stop and examine the political realities that they live with. And many are disaffected, many are fed up, many are downright angry that the political process seems to have failed so many, or seems to be failing so many. But again, it will take some time for that sentiment to build into a movement that results into something new. It takes a while for these things to happen. I'm just interested in whether you are experiencing that sense of alienation from the political process as a process, or from the parties that you used to be affiliated with, or from the whole notion of who's controlling things through the political process. Are you satisfied? Are you comfortable with where things are politically? And if not, do you have any ideas about what might be better? 888-874-4888. John from New York, you're on the air.
My personal view is I hope Gavin Newsom loses and put the Democrats in a squeeze, because right now the Democrats have been taking us for granted, stringing us along for years and years. I mean, we just need to a big change. You know what I mean? It's getting ridiculous out here, and we're not going to change unless things start getting really drastic. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. How drastic are you expecting things to get?
Well, drastic to the point that the people need to suffer more. You know what I mean? Because to me right now, they have us all over the place. You know what I mean? So we'll never be unified until they start getting on all of our backs. You know what I mean? And all of us start to feel the pressure one way or another. Things are never going to change. That's how I see it. So we definitely need a new party. We need to
You're expecting a change. You're expecting a mass change then.
Yeah.
Are you?
I didn't hear that.
You are expecting a mass change.
Well, I would love to see that, but until things get to the point where we can't take it anymore, it's never going to happen. But wow. I mean, maybe we need more restrictions in our lives so the people could see, you know, they're taking our rights from us little by little. But, you know, it doesn't seem to be affecting us to the point where we be like, oh, you know what? This is too much. You know what I mean? We need to get out in these streets and do something, you know, or we need to boycott everything. You know what I mean? Until something gets done.
What would that something, what would be one of the best somethings that could happen in your mind?
Oh, wow. you got me on that one. The system is so corrupt. You know what I mean? And it will be hard to find a good politician who wants to change. And you know what I mean? So it's up to the people. We need to figure out something. I mean, I can't tell you what it is. You know what I mean? But
you're thinking about it. It's in your head, and you it's swirling around in your head, and you haven't figured out exactly what it is yet. But you do have a sense that something is needed. A change is definitely needed, and as soon as possible.
Yes, it is. I mean, but it's not going to come as soon as we want it to. You know, that's the only problem. And it's going to take time because people are right now, everybody's in their comfort zone. Everybody's, you know, one way or another, well, this doesn't affect me. Well, it affects you, but it doesn't affect me. So, you know, my life still continues. My life still is going on. You understand? That's the problem. That is the problem right there. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do know what you mean. Well, thank you. Thanks for contributing today.
You.
And I'm glad that you called in and shared your thoughts with us.
Yeah, thank you. Well, this is my first time calling. I've been listening to you for a long time. You really are one of our brightest gems.
Oh, so, I fooled you.
Thank you
for the good work. I fooled you real good.
Well, I'd rather be fooled by you any day.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your call.
Right.
And again, I really am happy that you called and expressed yourself.
All right. Yep.
Brother David from Brooklyn, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, you, Therese.
Good afternoon.
You know, I'm thinking about this discussion, and what comes to mind for me is that we have to get people to the point, helping them every way we can, to understand that we live in a one-party state with two divisions. The two divisions and the party are in the hands of a small ruling class. And the people are not represented by that party because the party has one master, and that is the small ruling class that controls it. So whether it's Republican or Democrat, the bottom line is that they serve those who rule. And the people have to understand that. So even when a party brings up a so-called person of color with a, you know, what they call a black phenotype or Mr. Elder, he is essentially their Negro. And there are many people like that. But the point is that if people don't get it, that those who are in control really don't care about them. They just wanted to get to the point where they can extract as much of the people's wealth as possible, and at the same time, keep rebellion from happening. So that is the bottom line here. If we had a country where we had parties that represent the interests of the mass of people, that would be a positive thing, and it would have the effect of dealing with all those social and economic issues that affect the masses of people that live here, and would stop imperialism in the world and exploitation of people all over the world. So the idea that somehow if you trade one so-called Democrat for a Republican, that's going to make some big change, And this applies to all the people that live here, people with a so-called white phenotype, people with a so-called black phenotype. People do not understand who the enemy is. So the ruling class is very successful in playing people against each other. So no matter what Democrat or what Republican comes, it's not going to change till the people revolt peacefully and get in the streets and do something about it, because those people in charge do not care about you, and it's not going to change unless the people get it.
Well, it's hard for me to add anything more to that. You said it. And thank you for calling in and contributing today. Ali from New York, you're on the air.
Hi, you, Trees. How are you doing?
Okay. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Like everybody else, hanging in by my thumb.
You too.
Okay, good. You're going to have to repeat your question, but I do wanted to make a comment about the governor in California, Newsom, because, you know, I don't see that as a real recalling. What I see is the Republicans testing the water, because they won everything. And the Democratic Party, I'm sorry about that, but, you know, I'm here downtown. So I believe that it's not important to them to recall him and for them to lose. I think they're testing the water to see what they could do with other elections. And remember, one thing with the Republicans, and I just wanted to say, people, they're so fed up with the Democratic Party that people, they don't mind the Republicans playing a game towards everybody, the Republicans and the Democrats. So that's what I think about him. I don't think that they want him to win or lose. They really don't care. It's like David just said, the ruling class is playing us, and that's what they're doing. Both teams are playing us. So he probably will win, but it doesn't really matter, because they, and you know, this is something that they do all the time. It's another thing about saying that the when people go down and vote, those votes, if they don't win, like Mr. Trump, their votes that they don't count, that they're fake votes, that the elections are always. For them, the elections are always for the right to win. So when they don't win, you know what happened, what Trump is doing right now. So bottom line, they really don't care if he wins or he loses. It stays in the water, because they're going to do around this nation. I don't care if a blue state or red state, they want this whole nation to be Republicans. So I'm sorry, I just had to make that comment, but I don't remember your question.
No, I was asking, are we getting to the point, do people feel that they're getting to the point where they're so fed up that they want a change now? They're ready for it. They're sick of it, this business of being manipulated every election year and voting according to the political parties and how they want the vote to go. But there doesn't seem to be much for the voter in electing certain people, because they get a system that does not respond to them the way they were dying to be responded to.
Okay, what I have to say to that is the Republicans are fine the way that things are going. The people that are having problems are with those that they registered Democrat, that they're not voting for the Democratic Party anyway, and people in the Green Party and Independent. The Republicans, they always think that the elections are rigged when they don't win, and that's what I was trying to make the point before. They always rigged. So, yes, we are fed up. But if you notice, the people that they're easily fed up are Democrats, Independent voters, or Green voters. So for the Republicans, things are working fine for them, and they move as smoothly because they have a plan. And you know, when they set up a plan, look at our Supreme Court, they work very well, and they're working very well. So we are the one with the big problem. Things that the party that we that should be working for us is not working. So we just closing our eyes and we just don't go. If we go and vote, we close our eyes, or if it's not, we are staying behind. We're staying home. So then we get the Republicans to win. What is the solution? The solution is what that gentleman said, always to go out on the street and express your frustration. But you know what? In this country, I doubted that that will happen. You could see it in other nations, but you won't see it here. There is 40% of the population that is Republican. And when people are frustrated and they stay behind, they're always going to win election, and they will win election. They will win probably the 22 and the 24. So this is something that people don't know. Look, there is a group called the DSA. DSA, where this AOC is part of, you, people thought that they were voting for something different. Something different is the same thing. People are voting for the same thing, the Democratic Party. Bernie, we thought that we were voting for Bernie, but at the end of the day, we were just voting for the same thing. So if you, people, they don't go out on the street, and that's what I try to do all the time. As a matter of fact, this Friday is the 10 years anniversary of Occupy. We're going to be at Zuccotti Park. At noon, there's going to be a press conference. If some of you would like to come, just come up. And we just let everybody to speak. But that's what we do when we do it, when we have a speak out. And that's what the press conference is. So what can I tell you? People, it's not going to happen in this country. We're going to get Trump again. And the Republicans, they do it little by little. They sit and wait. And look, everything is working fine for them. For us, unfortunately, we are in a party that is, doesn't really do anything for us. So the next thing is a third party, but it's not going to be a third party. Because both parties, they make sure that they crush us. Hmm. And it's not going to happen.
Thank you for your call. A very sobering call, that's for sure. Tony from Orlando, you're on the air.
Hi, Therese. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling in.
I think pretty much all your callers summed it all up. I mean, I agree that there is a discontent from voters from these political parties on both sides. These David from Brooklyn says eloquently that this uniparty does not serve the masses. It serves the elite. I mean, and from Queens, I mean, he gave a perfect example of AOC, which was the darling of the progressive movement not too long ago, attending these galas and you know, mingling with the rich and famous. I mean, you're a politician. You're supposed to be working for the people. You're not supposed to be mingling with the rich and famous and wearing $2,000 or I don't know how whatever her dress costs. But that's a perfect example of people being let down by their politicians. And that's one of the reasons why, I mean, for me, as an example, I used to be a Democrat, and I got fed up with the Democrat Party, and then I switched to the other side of the uniparty. I became a Republican, and now I'm just non-affiliated because I got disgusted by both of them. They both do not serve the people. They serve they basically become the party of the rich, and that's it. They don't serve the masses. And you had a caller one time, a couple of weeks ago, that was trying to have a discussion about how similar some of the protesters were, even though they were from different factions. And that similarity is this disgust with this elitist politicians that we elect into office. I mean, that's the reason that what's his name, Newsom from California, is being recalled. But David from Brooklyn had called them their Negro, and that perception is what is giving Gary New. Is his name Gary Newsom?
Gavin Newsom.
Gavin Newsom. That's what's giving Gavin Newsom some new breath. Is that be careful what you wish for factor. Because in the Democrat Party, if you're black and you don't toe the line of the Democrat Party and you're not part of the Democrat plantation, then you're called names like that. And unfortunately for Larry Elder, I don't agree with a lot of the things he says, but at the same time, I'm not going to box him in a box like that, which is what the Democrat Party wants us to do. Anytime you have a different train of thought, they like to put people in boxes, and that's why people continue to vote the way they vote, even though they know these people don't work for you, because we fall into these categories and I have to do it this way, otherwise something is wrong with me. No, they have you brainwashed, and that's why they continue to maintain power. Okay, it's those type of those type of things that they make you say and do that continues to make you vote for these people. You know, and the same thing with the right. They have their they drum their beat to their base, their xenophobic stance and all that kind of stuff. But the problem with this uniparty is that it lumps so many issues into one candidate, and people have more than that to offer. People believe in more things than everything. You have to believe in every single thing down the line of what this candidate believes in. And it's not like that. Life is more complicated than that, you know? And it's like, for instance, conservatives believe in pro-life or whatever, but yet they are for the death penalty. Democrats believe in pro-choice. They believe in abortion, okay? But they are against the death penalty. So in one sense, they're for death, but in one sense, they are for life on both sides of the aisle. It's crazy. They contradict each other on their ideas on both sides. They do. It doesn't matter. You can pick anything, and they constantly contradict themselves. Either you are for something or you are for not. You see what I'm saying? You could be against something. But why do you have to be for something just because they tag it along onto your party? And that's the problem with a duopoly. An independent party, and besides the independent party, what needs to be done is just create another party. Stop calling it the Green Party or Independent Party. I believe the last caller, she said that most of the people that are upset are the Democrats. Okay? So, all it takes is one city to create a different party and vote these bums out. Just get them out. But that never gets done. It just never gets done. And you continue the same cycle, the same people are in office, and nothing ever changes. Things just get worse.
Well, let's take a look at what happens tonight when the results are in. And let's come back tomorrow and further elucidate on our various theories and positions on this duopoly, as you call it, which is a perfect name for it, and continue to discuss this because it's time for some clarity, I think. We long overdue some clarity about those vehicles that supposedly represent our interests. And for ourselves, I mean, we have a responsibility to ourselves and to what we believe. And we need to take that a bit more seriously. Thank you all for calling, and thanks for contributing. Always a pleasure to be with you. And we will come together again tomorrow and see what we can discern from the results tonight in California. And it becomes the centerpiece of our discussion tomorrow. Thank you. Bye-bye.